The beginning of the school year is almost here in Michigan, but who actually goes back and when isn't clear during the COVID-19 pandemic. State lawmakers are set to make their recommendation this weekend in a rare Saturday session in Lansing. Kevin Lavery reports.
Return to Learn is a package of four Republican-sponsored bills that narrowly passed the Michigan House in July. The bills address how kids will learn remotely and how their progress will be measured with things like attendance requirements and benchmark exams. There is also a measure that requires school districts to provide the option of offering in-person instruction for students in grades K through 5. That's part of State Representative Andrea Schroeder's bill.
I have yet to meet a teacher who doesn't want to be back in the classroom.
Schroeder is an Oakland County Republican and a former kindergarten teacher. She cites guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC that she says makes a strong case for beginning the school year with open doors.
Instead of saying starting from zero, do we open or do we close? Let's start at opening and then work our way into where being open is not safe.
Some Michigan school districts aren't taking the risk. They've already decided to start their academic year online. Many are taking a wait-and-see approach, scheduling virtual learning for the first month or two and then plotting their next moves. The Michigan Education Association is the state's largest teachers union. President Paula Herbart says the MEA obviously wants a safe return to school, but she says the bills don't give districts enough autonomy to make their own decisions on the ground.
If we return carte blanche under the CDC guidelines without giving the locals the ability to influence how they return and when they return, then we could be risking a population of people in just a single day.
In June, the state published the Michigan Safe Schools Roadmap, a reentry strategy outlining safety protocols across six phases of the pandemic. Under the plan, students in grades K through 5 would not be required to wear face masks if they stayed in their own classrooms and did not come into contact with students in another class. That's left many teachers wondering why.
Welcome to the town hall. We're going to get started in just a moment.
In July, the MEA co-sponsored a telephone town hall to hear from teachers, some of whom may be on the front lines in a matter of weeks. Amanda Feltner teaches Spanish in the Michigan Center Public Schools. She says there's a huge difference between strongly recommended and required. Feltner currently has a high-risk pregnancy, and she didn't mince words with state health officials when it was her turn to speak.
I could die. I could have lifelong complications. My unborn child is put at risk. Why is there not a requirement, K-12, for math? You are not protecting me.
Her comments drew a long pause. Finally, Michigan Chief Medical Executive Dr. Janae Caldoun stepped up to answer.
Again, there were multiple things that went into play when it came to developing this roadmap. I believe that speaking to your union leadership and your district leadership is going to be incredibly important.
The advisory council that helped write the Safe Schools Roadmap steered away from mandating masks in K through 5. That was largely out of concerns that younger children might not have the self-control to avoid pulling them off or even chew them.
If children can wear them appropriately, it absolutely is protective and is recommended. The challenge with our younger children is, can they do that safely?
Dr. Gwendolyn Reyes is a pediatrician and a member of the advisory council. She knows children can and do contract COVID-19. The American Academy of Pediatrics reports the U.S. saw a spike of more than 97,000 new cases among children in July alone. What's less well known, Reyes says, is how capable kids under age 10 are of transmitting the virus.
The question is, if they have those high levels of virus, how likely are they to infect others? And that's the area that we really don't have enough data on to say, yes, the virus is there, but are those young kids likely to pass it on to others?
Michigan lawmakers now face the hurdle of clearing an education package that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is willing to sign. State Representative Andrea Schroeder, the former teacher, says there's a lot on the line this school year.
Nobody is making this decision lightly. Parents and teachers and legislators are up at night fretting about this and trying to make the right decision.
The Michigan Senate will convene Saturday morning at 10 to vote on the education proposal. I'm Kevin Lavery.